Welcome to the Sold Out Podcast, where we break down the process of making new physical products that sell out fast and getting your products funded only in a few hours on Kickstarter and Indiegogo. Get ready for a knowledge-packed episode with your host, who's the author of three books and creator of two products that are funded successfully on crowdfunding sites and ranking high on Amazon, Ned Sahin.
My name is Ned Sahin. Welcome to the 11th episode of the Sold Out Podcast. Today, I'm interviewing an inspired YouTuber, Maria Marcus. She's with me at a studio in Charlotte, North Carolina. Maria has a very upbeat and fun YouTube channel with lots of useful information about beauty products, fashion, and food. We'll talk about her journey in front of the camera and behind the scenes today. Without further ado, let's get started with today's episode. Maria, welcome to the Sold Out Podcast.
Hi, Ned. Thank you for having me. I'm so excited to be here with you today, and I can't wait to start it.
Me neither. Let's do it. Before we talk about your YouTube channel, can you please briefly tell us about yourself?
Of course. So my name is Maria Marcus, and I am originally from Ukraine. Ukraine is a beautiful country in the center of the Europe. And as you all know, now it's not the easiest time in my country. It's under the war, and it's very hard. It's heartbreaking. And I appreciate all the support which you gave me personally, and all the support from America as a government. And it's been very helpful. And together we will win. And we'll have our peaceful and bright life.
Fingers crossed. We should do a lot more, I think, as a country, as individuals. And I feel you. I feel your pain. I'm sorry to hear. And I've been very sad to watch what's going on there. Hopefully it will end soon.
Thank you. You are here.
You are safe. So about yourself a little bit more. How long have you been here?
So I live in US around 3 years now.
Okay.
And my journey is very interesting, and I really love the experience I have here. Americans are so welcoming, so warm, and I feel very lucky to live in this beautiful country and have a lot of beautiful people in my life. It's a blessing.
I feel also lucky to have you in my life as a friend. Dear listeners, I've known Maria for about a year. We'll talk more about her journey as a YouTuber, and also maybe a little bit about her other hobbies like modeling. So let's talk about YouTube channel first. Tell us about it. How did you start it? When did it start? What inspired you?
So about my YouTube, honestly, it's always been such a pink dream for me, because I love communication, I love people, I love different things to try, and I always been thinking, what is the best platform to express myself? So after I moved to the US, I thought that it's been a good idea for me to share my experience, because I knew a lot of people who've been asking me my personal advice about skincare, healthy food, lifestyle, fashion outfits, you know, people asking me a question about them. And I was thinking, it's a good idea to actually create a space for people who share the same interest with me and who can share their own experience. And it's very nice to create your own YouTube channel. So I created mine in May last year. Mm-hmm. And so far, I really enjoyed my journey on YouTube. It's a beautiful platform, and it's been very successful for me.
Awesome. Yes, we'll talk more about it. And I have questions about your fashion perspective as well. For example, your outfit today, it looks amazing.
Ah, thank you.
Great choice. It matches the color of the studio.
I knew something.
Oh yeah, you should make a video about what outfit to wear at the podcast recording.
Thank you for good inspiration idea. Sure. I will definitely use it.
Yes, awesome. Okay, I'm happy to inspire you, even though you are a very inspiring person.
Thank you. Same to you, honestly.
Thank you. And so what kind of topics do you record videos about? I mentioned in the beginning of the podcast, I see beautiful videos about fashion, food, beauty. It looks like a lifestyle channel to me. But I wanted to ask you, is there a specific area you want to focus, you focused on in the past, or you want to focus in the future?
So for me, the most curious space is skincare, daily routine, healthy lifestyle, fashion, fitness. And I love to incorporate all of these different themes in my niche because it's very connected. One cannot be useful without the other one. So I decided to make my focus specifically on those area. But I also feel that it would be nice if I will add more lifestyle content, like a video vlog about my day, about a fashion show I have, about some work, about my day-to-day things I need to be done. And I think it's very cool format of making video for US, especially because YouTubers who are creating vlogs, travel vlogs, lifestyle vlogs are extremely successful. And I feel that this kind of content will be perfect for the audience in US.
For sure. I'm sure you'll grow your audience really quickly by focusing on lifestyle content. So do you pick those topics based on your interests and, you know, what's going on in your life at that time? Or do you do market research and, you know, check the current trends on YouTube?
Honestly, it's a little bit of both. It's a combination of my interest plus Google Trends, of course. I check trends, what is the most hot topics for today. And I remember before I was making the video about sunscreen, it was right before the sun. And everybody was Googling best sunscreens. It was number one Google topic. And I decided, why not? Because I have a bunch of products I liked and which are very amazing, works fantastically. And I decided to make just a one video with bundle of all skincare I love to use in summertime for protection for my skin. And yeah, it became very cool video.
Yeah, I saw that video. I think it got thousands of views. And it's great that there was an overlapping of your interests and the trending topics at that time. So that's perfect. I think it wasn't too hard for you to create that video. And it's a great idea to check Google Trends. I do that before I write blog posts. Sometimes trends are what I'm interested in, sometimes not in that scope, but it's always a good idea to write something or record something people are searching for.
Yes, I remember before I was checking Google Trends, it was two hot topics, Kim Kardashian and Taylor Swift. And I was thinking, do I need to do a makeup beauty reviews of these celebrities?
Comparison video.
Yes, because people are searching information about those celebs. Yeah. And yeah, it's a good idea to do that.
That's a trend, right?
Yes.
How many videos have you published so far? And how has been the engagement?
So I had more than 20 videos uploaded so far. And I had 3 videos which I'm working with editing, with my background studio effects. They are almost ready to be shown to the world. And it's very interesting video about skincare, about my vlogging lifestyle content as well. And I can't wait to show them.
Awesome. You can't wait to see them. Let's dive into some of the videos you have published. We talked about that sunscreen comparison video. My question is, when you create product comparison videos like that one, how do you decide what products to review? You know, what goes into your research and preparation?
So it's a good question. And the most important aspect I've been checking is supply and demand. If people are curious about a specific brand, about exactly one cream, about something very, very unique. And I knew that it's a good topic to express because I have a lot of girlfriends and we're chatting about those things. And they were asking me my opinion about this one, that one. And then I made my own statistics. Like if people are curious about this one, so maybe I could show them more information about these brands because that brands are like multi-million brands, which are super, super popular in the US and across the States. And I like them. it worked mm-hmm. perfectly for my skin, and I decided that why not? I should show them to the world, yeah, uh-huh. and make a little, like a little conclusion. What is good and what is not? Because sometimes there is bunch of hype, like, oh my God, this is such a good skincare. But at the end of the day, it doesn't worth a penny. And this is my work to share my own personal experience and let people know what is good and what is not.
I like that you are doing some kind of a survey between your friends. And yeah, it's so yeah. nice that they are coming to you asking your advice.
Yeah, all
you're
of
like
them.
An, you're like an authority in this area among your friends. That's super cool. They provide you data, you know? They
yes.
They provide you like in what areas you may need to create content because people need help in that area.
Of course, because... personally, when I was thinking, do I need to buy this skincare or this top, I don't know, from Zara or McQueen, mm-hmm. like whatever, I'm doing my own research. Is it worth the money or it's some sort of splurge, sure. which is not good? And yes, that kind of video has millions of views. And I was thinking that, yeah, I should try my best in this area because there is a bunch of products. And every single day there's our launch of new business. And it's always a good idea to do reviews for that and to show truth yeah. about that.
Exactly. Of course, they are helpful. I will stick you in a technical question here, Maria. What tools do you use to edit the videos and create those images you use as a YouTube covers?
This is the biggest part of the work, which are staying background. Nobody actually thinking about that. It's not that easy just to make a video. All the hard work is background when you're editing it, when you're making it look beautiful, cut all of the bad scenes, bad angle, and making this beautiful ready product to show. Because I've been using a couple apps for creating that. My favorite one is for editing is iMovie. It's a basic program, but it's more than enough to create whole material to have a raw footage and to make it work altogether. Like I'm preparing some sort of a script before I'm ready to do the video shooting, and after that I'm making a couple angles, couple different expressions of myself, because I know that people are very attracted of real emotions. Nobody want to hear just a robot, yes, I like this, this is okay. No, people are interested in your soul, in your truly expressions. And I feel that, and I'm trying to show as much more of like these real feelings I have and show that. And I believe people really love that. And it's making engagement higher. It makes my channel better for developing. And it's a great idea.
Of course.
So,
yes.
For making a beautiful thumbnails, as you mentioned, thank you for compliment. Yeah, I'm using Canva app for making a beautiful picture, beautiful typing, you know, all of the beautiful word. And by the way, I also use a lot of time for making this background picture, you know. Yes, it's a
huge
work.
It's super important, of course. When people search for something, that's what they see in the search results.
Yes.
And that's the, I think, one of the main factors if they want to click on that or not.
Yes.
Of course, they check the title, but they check the cover. I think that's the biggest factor.
It's more than 50% of successful video. It's a make catchy thumbnail, like clickbait.
Oh,
and you're
yeah.
thinking, what is this is going on? It's so interesting. Yeah. I really want to watch it. I check
of
it.
Of course, mm-hmm. yeah. It helps. It encourages them to click
yes,
on it if it is something
it's
attractive.
Truth, yeah.
All right. So where do you record the videos? I think you record some of them at home, I assume. But I saw another place in your video backgrounds.
Yes, it's absolutely truth. So when I started my YouTube channel, I was thinking, oh my gosh, I need a fancy camera. I need a perfect high quality microphone, the best AirPods, like everything the best. But honestly, the most important thing is just to start. It's just the half of a deal when you're starting something. Just have this empowerment in yourself. Make this first step. It could be scary. You knew that as nobody else. Yes, it could be challenging.
Mm-hmm.
So yes, I started just I had plain background, minimalistic, for my very first videos, and it was great. And then I was using my like a little studio. I used my building community room because it has amazing lighting, fancy furniture, and so far it was great.
Oh yeah.
Yes, I enjoy cool. when the picture is more exquisite, like it's beautiful.
Yeah, yeah, it looks a lot better with that community room.
Thank you so much. It, yes, it I feel that idea. Too.
All right, next question, Maria. What is the hardest thing about being a YouTuber?
The hardest thing is discipline and to be committed and to treat it like a business. Like, it's not just some sort of a hobby. No, it's like your work. And if you really feel that you're not ready to make this commitment, maybe it's not the perfect timing for that. But I feel that if person want to be successful in this, you need it to treat like a business.
100%.
Yeah.
And you know, it's a hobby for you right now, but it may become a full-time job for you.
Yes.
And it will get there if you treat it like a business, if you are serious about it.
Yes.
If you are consistent about it, which is what you've been doing, because you published 20 videos in less than a year.
Yes.
So you really like it, you committed to it, and you'll get there.
Yes.
You'll get there. It will, I think, become your full-time job one day, and you'll be super famous.
Thank you, Ned.
What do you recommend to somebody who is thinking about starting a new YouTube channel?
So, the first and the most important thing, just do it. Don't feel any complaining about, oh my gosh, what's gonna neighbor say, or my friends from high school. Like, nobody cares. It's only about you, your passion, and do what makes you feel happy. And this is all I can say about that, because this is the most important part. Exactly. Yeah, just
I
do
agree.
It.
100%. And let's talk about your plans for your channel, for the future of your channel. What is next for Maria Marcus? How are you planning to grow your channel?
So I want to make my scheduling with video more strict. I want to do this discipline, as I mentioned before, to have twice per week video content, fresh, interesting content. And I believe you knew about YouTube algorithm. Like, if you're having consistent 2 times or 3 times per week, you're creating the content, YouTube will help you to promote those video and got more views, better engagement rates. So I will work in that field more. And I will also include more lifestyle content, my routine, and maybe more of travelings. Because
That's related to you. Yeah, it's a lifestyle thing too.
Yes, like it completed my niche and make it looks more fully. Just not one aspect, it's a full picture.
Yes, exactly. Yeah. Good idea. And yes, the algorithm thing is real. YouTube rewards consistency, regular schedules. So does Google.
Correct.
And Apple too. For example, if you have a blog, if you are writing every week or, you know, twice a week, it's a lot better than writing every once in a while. Same as podcasting. If it is weekly or monthly, it's better than publishing one episode and waiting 3 months for another episode. You know,
yes,
consistency is the key in every platform.
Yes, and everybody will forget about you as a creator, because you are appearing once in a while, and this is not good for brand, and this is not good for development. And I feel that Instagram is also having some like crazy algorithm, because it doesn't work the same as Google and YouTube.
Mm-hmm.
It is even more challenging. So it's also a big field for me to grow, because if I'm having two social media which are connected, it's very cool to use your audience to like make them become a really strong community with the same interest. It will also help to succeed even better, in my opinion.
For sure. I agree. That's a good point. All right, Maria, you've been doing very well so far with your YouTube channel.
Thank you.
I've been a subscriber of your channel, I think, since the beginning of it,
appreciate
I guess.
Appreciate that.
Sure. And, you know, I like your energy, your enthusiasm about the topics you're covering and your cheerful and inspiring personality. And I'm looking forward to seeing your new videos. I'm sure many of our listeners will want to check your channel out. They may have questions for you as well. What is the best way to visit your channel and how can they reach you?
So the best way to find my channel is just to go to the YouTube and on the search line put Maria Marcus and you will find my channel. Feel free to subscribe, leave me comments and ask everything you want and maybe give me some ideas what kind of video you would love me to create, what is the topics which are the most curious one for you guys, and it's a good opportunity for us to stay connected and be very helpful to each other. If you want to see more of my life, my daily routine, Instagram is better place because I use it much better and much more frequent. If YouTube, I could post my workout video, my I don't know, my chicken curry recipe, healthy one, dairy free and gluten free and sugar free, of course. Yes, and my Instagram is Mary_VINN. So follow me, guys. I'm so excited to see you in there. Yeah, and I believe Ned will leave maybe some links.
In the episode notes, mention them for sure.
Yes, in the description, so it's going to be even easier.
Of course. Thank you for telling us about your journey as a young YouTuber. This was a fun and inspiring conversation. Again, if you guys want to check out Maria's channel and reach out to her, please search for Maria Marcus on YouTube or go to Instagram and search for her handle, Mary_Win. It is Mary_VINN. There are double N's at the end. I hope you guys enjoyed today's episode. I will continue to have knowledge-packed conversations with entrepreneurs and creators in the upcoming episodes. If you'd like to join me in the show or if you want to share any questions or comments, please reach out to me on soldoutpodcast.com. Thank you for listening to this episode of the Sold Out Podcast, and I will see you in the next one.
Thanks for tuning in for this episode of the Sold Out Podcast. Go to thecreateanewproduct.com now to sign up to Ned's ultimate product creation course that goes over the 5 steps of creating a product from scratch, funding it on crowdfunding sites, and selling it on Amazon. Be sure to subscribe to our podcast so you don't miss any new episodes. And please take a moment to write a review for our podcast in the App Store.